Hi, I'm Nancy Potok, and you're listening to Show Us the Data. Today, our guest is Dr. Tiffany Oliver, Associate Professor and Chair of the Department of Biology at Spelman College. Our machine learning tool has identified Dr. Oliver as a top researcher using the Survey of Earned Doctorates and Survey of Doctoral Recipients conducted by the National Center for Science and Engineering Statistics at the National Science Foundation. Welcome, Dr. Oliver.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Dr. Oliver, you've done a lot of work with the Survey of Earned Doctorates, leading to some very important findings. Tell us what was exciting to you about this data. What was the real-world effect of your research?
The Survey of Earned Doctorates is a survey that all doctoral students complete prior to graduation. And these data, like you said, they are collected by the National Center for Science and Engineering Statistics, which is supported by the National Science Foundation, and collects information on their postgraduate plans, the types of doctoral degrees that they've received, really just their educational history, demographic characteristics, et cetera. And so for several years, Spelman College has served as the number one undergraduate institution of origin for Black women that receive a PhD in a STEM discipline. And this means when you look across all institutions in the U.S., Spelman produces the most women per year that complete a PhD in a STEM discipline. Considering that we're a small liberal arts school with approximately 2,100 students, this is a huge accomplishment. But what does the journey look like for these students once they leave our HBCU as they pursue their PhD in a STEM discipline? Analyzing data from the SED allows us to answer questions pertaining to these students' source of funding for graduate school, information on their student loan debt, the types of jobs that they've pursued after they received their PhD, starting salary, and even the number of dependents in their household. And so as Black women are sorely underrepresented amongst those that get a PhD in a STEM discipline, these data are important as they can potentially help us identify inequities and create solutions to remove them, hopefully helping us further diversify STEM disciplines.
Yeah, that's very impactful. Can you elaborate a little more on how your work makes a difference for the American public?
Sure. I completed this work as a participant in the Leveraging Big Data and Achieve Equity Initiative, which is hosted by the Institute for Capacity Building, Excellencia, and the Coleridge Initiative. And as a participant, I worked with four other faculty members from the Atlanta University Center. And my group's specific research question explored sex and educational debt levels by race among PhD recipients. As a geneticist and faculty member at an HBCU and women's college, I specifically was interested in the trajectory of Black women PhD recipients. And we found that while there were more Black females than males that received a PhD in 2015, the majority of these PhDs were awarded to Black females were in the area of non-STEM disciplines. And this was not the case for white or Asian females who received more STEM PhDs than non-STEM PhDs. And as it pertains to your question of how these findings make a difference for the American public, we must ask ourselves, what underlies these disparities? How can we reduce these disparities? Answers to these questions are important as they may help us create more equitable solutions to real-world problems by diversifying the STEM workforce.
Definitely. So based on your hands-on experience, what would be helpful for other researchers to know about these data?
Just make sure you give yourself enough lead time when you're going through the process of getting permission. If you're interested in analyzing the micro-level data, it does take a little time for the paperwork to be completed. And if you're answering questions that are specifically looking at minority scholars, if you're interested in populations, specifically the Native American population, many of those questions actually have, in my experience, quite a bit of missing data, or the numbers are really small because they are indeed really small, which makes it really difficult because those scholars exist and it makes it much more difficult to tell their story using data from this resource that, you know, our country invests a lot of money in.
Thanks for those insights. Is there anything you'd like to see improved about these data?
Questions on the race of the graduate school mentor, frequency of interactions with the mentor, some sort of assessment of the quality of the graduate's relationship with their research mentor. And in general, other questions that assess the research climate. Having these types of questions within the SED or the SDR, maybe something on a Likert scale, would be really, really helpful, right? This is a survey that's being collected as students are graduating and receiving their PhD. And just from my perspective, it could provide more information on the quality of these people's experience. The SED would be an excellent tool to collect these data and findings may help us better understand how to create more inclusive environments. And this may also help further diversify the discipline.
These are very important points, Dr. Oliver. Thanks so much for taking the time from your research at Spelman College to share these valuable insights. Check out the show notes for more information and relevant links. Until next time, this is Nancy Potok with Show Us the Data.